late rainy season storm sweeps across Bangkok, sending sheets of rain down, forcing traffic to a crawl and quickly flooding low-lying areas. Flooding is a regular feature of this city of 10 million. Usually the water drains away within a few hours, but some climate experts and city planners say future floods may cause lasting damage because of rising sea waters. Batteries of reports warn of the threat of rising waters to this city and other low-lying communities. The conservation group WWF lists Bangkok alongside Dhaka, Manila, Jakarta, Calcutta, Phnom Penh, Ho Chi Minh City and Shanghai as some of the most vulnerable to massive flooding. And the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change lists Bangkok among the 20 major cities at risk of being swamped by rising sea levels. Samit Damarasorot is the former head of Thailand's Meteorological Department. He gained fame by warning that Thailand's coasts were vulnerable to tsunamis. The warnings were ignored until the deadly December 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. Now Samit warns that rising sea levels could swamp Bangkok within two decades. He says the issue has received little public attention, and unless something is done, Bangkok could be flooded permanently.
Yeah, lost forever. Because somebody tried to say, well, forget it, because we will move our capital to somewhere else. But it's not that easy. Moving a capital with 10 million people somewhere else, you know, it's on not only the people. You have construction, many university, many government officer, office buildings, so on, hospital, nature, the old construction building. Oh, how can you move that somewhere else? Everything to be underwater.
Samit says the government should consider building an 80-kilometer long system of dikes at the mouth of the Chao Phraya River Basin to hold back rising tides. He estimates it would cost more than $3 billion. Global warming is contributing to rising sea levels because of melting ice at the poles and the thermal expansion of the water. The issue will be on the agenda at the Global Climate Talks in Copenhagen next month. Negotiators at the talks, however, are not expected to reach a binding agreement to limit emissions of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, which are produced by activities such as burning oil. Nor are they expected to agree on aid to developing countries to protect them from rising sea levels and other effects of warmer temperatures. Bangkok was once known as the Venice of the East because of its system of canals. To contain floods, the city has a system of flood walls, pumping stations, retention ponds and temporary overflows to the north. But Samit and other experts say that might not be enough. The city has grown dramatically over the past 30 years, spreading into lower-lying areas. Danai Taik Tak Ku is a lecturer in the Faculty of Architecture at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University. He says poor planning and urban development have allowed many canals to be filled to make way for roads and other development.
The canal structure, the networks, right now they don't see the canal as a critical structure for this kind of the problem of the drainage, or, you know, we talk about the water. And refilling the canals, most of the canal disappear. So we don't have that structure that used to be able to drain the water out of the area, or even, you know, just contain the water, you know, for a certain period.
Danai says planners need to consider restoring the canal system. He says Bangkok also faces the threat of coastal erosion from the rising seas and storm surges. Other researchers warn that naturally occurring subsidence of the land under the city will add to the flooding problems. Bichit Ratakun is a former Bangkok city governor who had to deal with the flooding problem while he was in office in the 1990s. Bichit says rising sea waters and runoff from the northern regions will combine to overwhelm the city.
The overflow of the waters because of sea level rise, and we cannot discharge the water up from the north into the sea. So that kind of things will eventually create a scenario. It will be flood, and it's not a normal flood. It will be a long flood. In that case, the city of Mecca will be in the water, not 5 hours, not 6 hours. It may be days before we can pump it out.
However, engineers with the Bangkok Metropolitan Authority remain confident that existing flood control methods will protect the city for some years to come. Bangkok faced severe flooding in 1983 and again in 1995. Since then, the government has built 77 kilometres of flood walls along the riverbanks. The engineers, who are barred by city policy from giving their names, told VOA the walls are a metre high and that various studies indicate the water level over the next few decades will rise only about 33 centimetres. The engineers say they will continue to study the issue, but they will need clear evidence that additional work is justified now before asking the city government for more flood control funds. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.